Habs hurt him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Back at Fort Myers, our pregame coverage continues as the Badgers play for another November tournament championship, taking on the SMU Mustangs. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Badgers enter tonight's game with a 3-2 record. SMU 4-1, erasing a 12-point halftime deficit last night to defeat West Virginia by 12, 70-58. The game in front of us, a minute 40 remaining. West Virginia leading Virginia 51-50. Stay with us. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask No Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers live on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK in Amory. Your local station is the best place to catch the excitement of every Badgers play and every score.
It's your hometown radio refreshed. And check out even more live programs with specific content designed just for you on the free Civic Media app. It's the way to take your favorite local station with you wherever you go. Search the app for other Wisconsin sports broadcasts, your local news, information, or music shows live, or listen to podcasts anytime, anywhere.
And keep it here. More live coverage of the Wisconsin Badgers coming up on your local Civic Media radio station, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK in Amory.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully,
Media
with Auto
News.
Owners,
I'm Terry
insurance
Bell.
Doesn't
what
have
Wisconsin
to be one
needs
of them. Auto Owners works
the opening
with independent
weekend of Wisconsin's
agents who keep
gun deer season
simple,
was one of the
so
safest
you can worry
on
about
record.
More important
Only
things.
Two people were
like
injured by gunshots, and one of them accidentally shot themselves.
That's simple human
Lieutenant
sense.
Mike Weber
Ask
the
no
Department
insurance
of Natural Resources
Auto
Hunter
Owners
Education
for
efforts.
You.
That reduction in incidents, I think, is obviously directly related to the
Brought
work
to you
of
by
the
UW
program.
Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender,
lower than the
five-year
average.
Now back
Flags
to the Badgers
shoot-around. Are lowered to honor the victims of the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, which happened 2 years ago today. A permanent memorial was dedicated in Waukesha yesterday.
We say this a lot because it's true. The value of these
Civic Media News.
Yeah, it's a really nice place to be.
Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Bucks are in Beantown. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee Bucks take on the Celtics tonight at TD Garden. It's the first time the two teams have met. Drew Holiday
is
traded to Portland and then to Boston in the deal for Damian Lillard. The Bucks' Chris Middleton on facing their former teammate.
It's a big game. You know, against a really good team. Against our former teammate, Drew. It's going to be a fun game. Hostile environment, of course, but it'll be a great test to see where we are.
NFL football on Thanksgiving. Dallas Cowboys against the Commanders.
it gives you a little bit of a feel of what March could feel like.
They get started when the Packers line up against the line at 11:30 at Ford Field. Coverage on CBS. Keyshawn Nixon talking about his family's plans for Thanksgiving dinner when he gets back.
My mom's mac and cheese, honey baked ham, turkey, and then like always, so my grandma makes his like chocolate pudding mousse, white cream frost on it with like a pecan crust at the bottom. It's all mine.
Packers defensive back Keyshawn Nixon. Sports. I'm Mike.
These guys can see how good they can be. Are we seeing that right?
Yeah, I think that was the first time maybe it came together collectively for pretty much the whole game of what, you know, we felt this team could play like, what they need to play like, and then we had done it in spurts. And even in games that we didn't win with Providence specifically, I thought in the second half we started to show some things defensively that were pointing in the direction that we needed to go. So, you know, it's early yet. We're still, you know, mid-late November. We still have
the
to
Civic Media
to
Network of radio stations across Wisconsin.
The part about
it's your hometown radio.
The challenges
refreshed.
Of the schedule is that you know, here we are in 48 hours, turn around and play another really good team.
You're talking about Brian after the game Monday, Chucky. That he didn't score a ton, but he did so many other things well. Is that just part of the maturity of any
fighting
player?
Fighting traffic
yeah,
on the interstate.
Great, but it's a lot
this
of the other
is
stuff
the Shaw,
that any
540 AM and 101.1
yeah, no
FM, WAUK.
You know, for him, it's a command of our team when he's on the floor, directing
this
traffic, making sure we're doing what we're supposed
show.
To be doing in what
if
we're supposed to be in.
Or
I thought defensively he did a really good job on Beekman, and then obviously his assisted turnover ratio, getting other guys involved, making good decisions.
Society.
I think just, you know, he ran the show. He got us in the right stuff at the right time. And that's the mark of a, you know, a maturing point guard.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll have more with head coach Craig Gard, presented by Hochschild Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Your host, Eliza Helen Brand.
The countdown to savings is on at Clarity Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clarity location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clarity has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is a Midwest-based company that's committed to the values of honesty and integrity in all of our transactions. From Detroit to Madison, from Chicago to Marquette, we have you covered. With huge selection, quality name-brand products, a knowledgeable staff, and competitive low pricing. Plus, with our fast direct-to-home shipping, you can quickly get back to doing what you love most, working on your ride. Bumper-to-bumper, where service is the difference. We get it. And thanks for shopping locally.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you. I meant US Bank. I knew that. US Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders,
plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah,
that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what US Bank is for. US Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers so, yeah, a variety of driving jobs earning top wages.
It's
no CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL,
you know,
with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Like take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
And shame. Special organization needs for people with ADD, ADHD.
It's the Badgers and SMU tonight, the Fort Myers Tip-Off Championship game.
Emotional labor,
they made no bones about it. Rob Lanier in his second season got a lot of really good athletes. They want to get up and down.
That's my first question. Let's start out.
To the athlete term. He's got a lot of athletes.
No.
He does. He does. You know, it'll be a complete opposite feel of what Monday night felt with. We knew that was going to be a low possession game, a grinded out game. This one will have a totally different feel in terms of the pace they'll want to play at, the transition defense testing they'll give to us. We'll have to be terrific in transition. I think they some similarities in terms of they'll trap the post consistently. I think they're probably a little more experienced on the backside of that trap than maybe what we saw Monday night with Virginia. So it's gonna test us a lot of different ways.
The woman's work
and as I've told our guys over the last 2 days, you're preparing. This is, we didn't grade out well against Providence in Tennessee. Here's another similar team. How can we, get some improvement shown tonight?
All right, final thought, maybe a shout out to the fans here. Now, a lot of Wisconsinites are down here a lot during the winter, but a lot of people made the trip. I guess why wouldn't you? Southwest Florida, but it's always good because Wisconsin fans, no matter where you guys go, they are out in big numbers.
Yeah, they do, and that's why we're in such high demand. Either myself or Mark Vandewetter is constantly getting emails or phone calls about, hey, can you come to our event? Come to our event, because they know Badger fans travel well, and obviously we have a good team and a good program. But yeah, no, it's a huge, huge contingency here. It's awesome. Everywhere you go, you see Badger fans. So I know they'll be in here and be ready to go tonight as well.
All right, this Badgers head coach, Greg Gard. Stay with us. More to come. We'll check around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you. Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Well, I was wrong. It didn't go into overtime. Virginia blows out West Virginia tonight, 56-54. It's like your old coach said, killed them by two or killed them by one. It was two tonight. A little harrowing, but tip of the cap to Tony Bennett and the boys.
They found a way. That's all. Yeah, it wasn't. By no means did Virginia play well, but they found a way to get it done. And you heard that name a lot, Beekman, but it's pretty good again tonight.
Yeah, he was making couple clutch free throws or one clutch free throw, and they got a couple of big rebounds there in the end, and that sealed a fate for West Virginia. Well, time for our Big Ten report now, presented by the Big Ten Network. Breaking news, Purdue and Marquette are really, really good teams, and they had a really, really good game earlier today. Marquette just wasn't going to go away. I mean, Purdue would get it up to 10. You're thinking, okay, they're ready to break this one open. And Marquette said, no, not so fast. Purdue holds them off, 78-75. Another big day for Zach Edey. They also shot the three well. But, I mean, those are teams that you could see deep into March, if not beyond.
And really, that win by Purdue is important for the league. We knew there was two teams. We thought there were two teams that were better than everybody. Michigan State has come back to the pack. So you needed to Purdue to make sure that they carried that torch for the Big Ten. They did that. They have been great so far in this preseason, before you get to Big Ten conference play. It's been great for the league. But my question is, you look at what Wisconsin did against Virginia. You look at even how they play against Tennessee. Where's that next pack going? You know, Badger fans, realistically, like, there's no reason that they're not right there in that top tier competing with Purdue when you look at so far the way the league's played. Michigan has a good win against St. John, but then they've got some really bad losses with a loss to Long Beach State. They're playing tonight. You've got Nebraska. You've got Maryland. That, you look at that team. We talked about that on Monday. Where are they at? So the Big Ten needed some good wins. Purdue delivered that.
Yeah, they really did. Michigan, by the way, fell to Memphis in the battle for Atlantis, 71-67. So, yeah, they are kind of, they're spinning their wheels a little bit. Nebraska unbeaten going into tonight's game, the Cornhusker Classic against Duquesne. It's early on. Duquesne up 13-11, but Nebraska team worth watching. You know, Keisei Tominaga, we saw him certainly last year. We've seen him in his career, and a real key, among others, for what Fred Hoiberg has this year.
And Duquesne is good. Like, that's going to be a good game. Like, you hear the names, and I understand it. Like, if you're not around college, you get it. But that's a good basketball team. That's going to be a good game between Nebraska.
All right. Looking for a good one here tonight. Wisconsin and SMU, a team looking to bounce back. They were just 10-22 last season, the first under Rob Lanier, off to a 4-1 start this season, and they like to get up and down the floor. We'll get into that a bit more in a moment. That is your Big Ten Report, brought to you by the Big Ten Network. When we continue, Butchie will have tonight's keys to the game. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Hey friends, Matt's Matt here for Brewpub Lotta Matzo Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese. You know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lotta Matzo Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There's nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
The big game. Family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Championship round of the Fort Myers tip-off, Wisconsin and SMU. Time for tonight's keys to the game. What do you have for us tonight, Butchie?
Well, first it's going to be rebounding basketball. Both of these teams are really good at offensive rebounds. 33% for Wisconsin. As far as percentage of offense rebounds that are out there, they're good. SMU, 35. They're, both those rank in the top 80 in the country as far as offense rebound. However, SMU defensively, they're 215th as far as offensive rebounding percentage given up. There will be opportunities for Wisconsin. Go get some offensive rebounds and score. Number two, control the tempo. SMU has about 86 possessions a game. Wisconsin, 78. But SMU, they want to get up and run. They want to go fast. And the other thing is, get to the free throw line if you're Wisconsin. You can play fast. You can get to the free throw line. It slows down SMU. So it's very crucial to get there. Last, turnovers. You can't have those pick six. We might have some in Detroit by Jordan Love, but we can't have any tonight, all right? That can't happen for this Badger team.
Wow.
I don't want to have any for the Pack.
Wow,
I'm just saying it might happen. I don't want it to happen, but it might. You can't have it to win a championship, all right? And that's what Wisconsin can't have are those turnovers that might lead to easy buckets for SMU.
Wow.
Take care of the ball. Make SMU work, just like the Packers will have to make the Lions work. You can't give them easy points.
You calling him a hater, man? No, he backtracked. You all right? It's all good. Okay, no, I got you.
You can't
tell the truth.
No,
just
hey.
Telling the truth. I understand. Those are Butchie's tonight's keys to the game and a little green and gold jab in there. All right, stay with us. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers live on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK in Amory. Your local station is the best place to catch the excitement of every Badgers play and every score.
It's your hometown radio refreshed. And check out even more live programs with specific content designed just for you on the free Civic Media app. It's the way to take your favorite local station with you wherever you go. Search the app for other Wisconsin sports broadcasts, your local news, information, or music shows live, or listen to podcasts anytime, anywhere.
And keep it here. More live coverage of the Wisconsin Badgers coming up on your local Civic Media radio station, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK in Amory.
UW Health Injury Update, UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, everybody up and running in uniform, including Gus Yaldin. He's been on the trip all along, but he is dressed. We have not seen him appear in a game, but just giving you an update, he is in a basketball uniform here tonight, and that is your UW Health Injury Update. Now to the starting lineups, projected starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. First for SMU, Rob Lanier in his second year as the head coach. His team was 10-22 a year ago, 5-13 in the American Athletic Conference. His starting five made up of Samuel Williamson, 6'8 senior out of Rockwall, Texas, transfer from Louisville, averaging 7 points and 6.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists per game. Keon Ambrose Hilton, 6'9 senior from Toronto, an Alabama transfer, averaging about 9 points, 5 rebounds a game. Chuck Harris, 6'4 senior from Ashburn, Virginia, transfer from Butler. He's averaging 14 points a contest. Zurich Phelps, 6'5 junior out of Midland, Texas, 14 points a game, 5 rebounds, 3.5 assists. And B.J. Edwards, 6'3 sophomore out of Knoxville, Tennessee, a Tennessee Volunteers transfer, averaging 5 points and 4 rebounds per game for the Wisconsin Badgers. The same starting five, but Tyler Wall, the 6'9 grad student from Lakeville, Minnesota, at 10 points, about 6 rebounds a game. Stephen Crowell, 7 foot junior out of Eagan, Minnesota, 11.5 points, better than 7 rebounds, couple of dimes per game. AJ Storr, 6'7 sophomore out of Rockford, Illinois, the St. John's transfer, checking in at about 14 points per contest. Max Klesman, 6'4 junior from Nina, 6.5 points, about 2 rebounds a game. And Chucky Hepburn, 6'2 junior from Omaha, at nearly 11 points
per game. And so, again, it's been a minute since these two programs have met. Wisconsin leads the series 4-3. The last meeting was December 3rd, 1991 at the Fieldhouse. SMU got out of town a 66-64 winner. The year prior, the Badgers made the trek to Dallas, Texas, and it was Steve Yoder's Badgers coming home a winner 65-49. We mentioned SMU in the American Athletic Conference, but beginning next fall, the Mustangs will be part of the expanded Atlantic Coast Conference. Good luck getting all that straight. Of course, I guess we have our own things we got to get straight in the Big Ten next year. Those are your starting lineups, and that's brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. The Badgers and the SMU Mustangs. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It's time for the Make the Holidays Bright sales event at your local Ford dealer. Get special offers on our adventure-ready Ford SUVs or on our great selection of Ford trucks. Choose from a large inventory of Ford vehicles equipped with technology, space, and flexibility for any season. And let Ford make the holidays bright, bringing everyone together. Visit your local Ford dealer today during the Make the Holidays Bright sales event.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off on Wisconsin.
Klesman off the right wing and the lane goes up left hand. Good off the glass. Snaps off a three right side. Book it. Chucky Hepburn for three. Crowd to the rim. Slam dunk.
Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards. Proud partner of Badger Basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good evening from Fort Myers, Florida, alongside Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Nate Stroh back in our network studio. This is Matt LePay welcoming you to Wisconsin basketball, and happy Thanksgiving a day in advance. Hope everybody can enjoy a nice, safe, and fun holiday weekend. You got a little holiday hoops here tonight as the Wisconsin Badgers taking on the SMU Mustangs in the championship round. Virginia was able to slip by West Virginia 56-54 in the consolation game. And now Butchie, the Badgers trying to get another one of these November championships, continuing to build. And man, if they could come close to repeating what they did on Monday with that effort, you got to like their chances tonight to moving forward.
You talked about repeating it. I really think it's got to start early on in this game. SMU is a team that wants to get out. They want to run. They're going to trap the post. They're going to try to force Wisconsin to play faster than they want to play. Now, you can't give confidence to their guys. If you give confidence to a guy like Chuck Harris, you're going to have a long, long night ahead of you. And that's when I talk about getting off to an early start. Defensively, be locked in. Don't give them early buckets, easy buckets, layups. Make them work for everything. If they start feeling comfortable, that's where we're going to be worried about what Wisconsin has to do.
Let me give you one of these lines that you hear a lot in basketball, and I say this because, relatively speaking, Wisconsin is playing at a faster pace, relatively speaking, than what we're used to seeing. But still, this is, you could say, a bit of a contrast in styles. And the theory has been, it could be more, it's more manageable to slow down a fast team than a fast team to speed up the other. Is it, you believe in that?
100%. I mean, that's exactly what it is here. And Wisconsin is playing faster this year. There's no question about it. But you can control tempo and still play fast. Like, Wisconsin can get a rebound, push that ball up. If they get the layup, because SMU isn't back, you take the layup. But then you bring it back out and you make them guard then. And you run your actions and you understand what you're doing. Versus a fast team, there's one way to go. If you slow them down, now all of a sudden they're in a half-court game. SMU does not want to be in a half-court game. Then they're going to have to go to ball screen actions. Wisconsin's going to be able to defend that ball screen. SMU, realistically, their offense is one ball screen at the top of the key, and then that's it. And then it becomes an isolation game. I've watched all their games, and literally, that's what it is. I've maybe seen 10 possessions where they've had two ball screens. Other than that, it's the one, handle the action, and then guard one-on-one. Guard your yard, right? Keep a guy in front.
And one of the things they were able to do last night to West Virginia was use their depth. We've talked a lot about depth with Wisconsin. West Virginia continues to be shorthanded. That's going to be here for another couple, 3 weeks until they get a couple of key pieces back. At least in that regard, we've touched on it earlier in this pregame show, Brian. Wisconsin, we talked about the depth, but they're showing it too. So maybe that could help neutralize what SMU was able to do to West Virginia last night.
Absolutely. And a great example is Kamar McGee. In the first three games, he's played 7 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute. The last two games, played 17 minutes and 14 minutes. And you don't know who it's going to be as far as the depth goes, bench play. You don't know where it's going to come from. But having that depth and having guys ready that coach guard can rely on and put in whatever the situation might be is huge. And we've seen it so far, especially here at Fort Myers.
It seems to me you would need a mature player to be able to embrace that type of situation. And Kamari McGee is a mature young man, because there are games where you may barely get off the bench. And Greg, as he always used this line, like any number of coaches, stay ready so you don't have to get ready. Well, Kamari McGee is the definition of that, right? When they call on him, he's ready to do what he can to help his team.
1 minute against Providence. One. Right? And then all of a sudden, 17 minutes, so you look at how he's done it. Now, he's done it by bringing the energy. And that's, when you're in that situation, there's one thing you always can bring, is energy. You know, you might, you know, might not make shots, might not, you know, have all the assignments because you don't have the reps, but you can always bring energy, and that's what he's done. That's what, and it trickled down to other guys. You saw the dunk by Carter Gilmore against Virginia. Like, not that Carter needed help bringing energy. That's what he does. But,
yeah.
But understand, hey, if my teammate's going to do it, I better do it.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Gilly, because I was about to bring him up, because Chucky Hepburn had a really good 4 games, 6 assists, no turnovers. Shot wasn't falling, but he was doing other things. Carter Gilmore is a guy who is accepting his role, and that's, you know, provide defense. And, yeah, tip dunk and another bucket there, that's great too. But just a guy who knows who he is and that brings a lot of value that maybe you don't see strictly in a box score, but some of the other things that he brings to the party.
Exactly. And we all saw the dunk. And I think we all looked at each other. Was that Carter? Like, whoa. Was that number 14 flying through the air there?
Yeah.
But that's what that energy brings. There are opportunities like that. You create your own opportunities. You create your own, you know, energy. And that's what these guys have done. And I think they've passed that along to the younger guys. Like Nolan, saw him come in. He played with more energy, right? Like, it's still a little fast for him because he's young.
Sure.
But, you know, you look at what John's done, too. Come in and brought energy right away.
This will have a home game type of feel here. West Virginia brought a lot of folks. Nice contingent with the Virginia Cavaliers, SMU. You know, they have some, maybe not so much, but a lot of Wisconsin fans are here in Fort Myers, Florida. And with that, since we got a couple minutes before tip-off, it's been fascinating for Dave McCann and I to just see the Brian Butch fan club. I mean, we had to stand in line, you know, just to say hi to you. You know, why the hotel lobby and the restaurant, people coming up and... Man, you handle it really well. I'll say that. We just had to make sure we got out of the way and we took good pictures.
You two are full of it. I'm not speechless a lot, but you got me. I'm sitting next to the legend, Dave, right? You know, the legend.
Dave's a legend.
true. No, it's been great. And that's what makes this place special.
Yeah.
I say it all the time, man. You know, but it's the people.
Yep.
They understand what Wisconsin athletics is about, not just basketball, but football, like what the program is about. And they respect it, and they love being here, and they love supporting our athletes. And to me, that's what makes this place so unique. You don't see it everywhere. You see it here at Wisconsin.
Yeah, every one of these type of tournaments, if it's the Virgin Islands or the Bahamas, Hawaii, or here in Southwest Florida, Wisconsin will have a home and home with Arizona. They're going to play the Wildcats in December, and you figure there's going to be a lot of Wisconsin folks out there in Tucson for that game. So the support is unwavering. It's just terrific to see that wherever they go.
And I won't be laying out by the pool in Arizona either.
I understand. It's work.
That's all we got to do.
I know.
How can you call this work? We got a championship opportunity ready to tip off. This is awesome. This is what it's about.
It is awesome.
I know I'm a nerd. I get it. But love this. This is what makes college basketball so great.
And then one of the things that we've talked about, this is, you know, it's been beautiful weather here this week, but the games have an intensity to them. And maybe because the venues are smaller most of the time, including this time, I think the fans in attendance get a real feel of the intensity of these college basketball games. Your officials, TV Teddy, back in the house. Ted Valentine, Lee Cassell, and Patrick Evans. They have the whistles as the Badgers again of the traveling Cardinal Unis and the white trim as SMU and the home white unis and the red and blue trim as we are set to go. Greg Guard's Badgers against Rob Lanier's SMU Mustangs. As we are set to roll at Suncoast Credit Union Arena in Fort Myers, Florida. And Stephen Crow will jump center against Keon Ambrose Hilton. This area just still recovering from the devastating hurricane in late September of 2022. Tournaments like this going to pump some money into the local economy. Toss and tap and a scramble in the backcourt gathered by Chucky Hepburn. And from our vantage point, Wisconsin coming at us, we'll say left to right here in the first half of play. A.J. Store against the man-to-man defense. Crowd low on the left, goes up, blocked. Ambrose Hilton comes down with it. And the Mustangs moving to our left. Chuck Harris high on the left against Chucky Hepburn. He'll throw to B.J. Edwards, matched up with Max Klesman. Opening minute, just getting started, Wisconsin and SMU. As Edwards on the dribble, he'll throw it to Samuel Williamson. Now out to Phelps, feeds Edwards right of the lane with 10 to shoot. Back out to Zurich Phelps, tries a three straight away, and it's good for Zurich Phelps. Just his third three-point hit in 22 shots.
And Tyler's got to get out and hand contest. You can't tempt these guys to shoot. Make them uncomfortable.
Up the floor comes Chucky Hepburn. SMU will press at times. A little backcourt token resistance on after that make. Hepburn at the top of the circle, throwing to Klesman. Flips to Wall, right wing. Williamson defends. Wall tossed it out to Stephen Crowell. A handoff to Hepburn. Snaps off a three right of the circle. Bangs off the left side iron. No good. Rebound battled for. Knocked out of bounds. And it will stay Wisconsin ball. A minute 11 gone by, 3-0 SMU.
And there's another opportunity. Don't get the offense rebound, but you get an extra possession because they crash the boards there.
Chucky will inbound, baseline left for Wisconsin. Goes into A.J. Storr. He'll catch, releasing. Left corner three. It's off the rim and out, no good. Rebound Harris. Quick outlet up the floor is Zurich Phelps. Hits the brakes right of the lane. Throws it back out to Edwards. Toss it to Chuck Harris against Chucky Hepburn. Harris a lob inside for Williamson. Broken up. And it down comes down into the hands of Stephen Crowell. Like Tyler Wall in there disrupting, and Wall to the front court, throwing to Klesman high on the left. A pass for A.J. Storr. He'll give it up to Hepburn. Outside right near the sideline, feeds Crowell, rotates to Wall at the left point. Wall holds it off the right hip and looks. He'll give it up to Stephen Crowell, a handoff to Klesman. He tries a three. That's off the heel of the rim, no good. Long offensive rebound, Storr on the attack. Low on the left, goes up, no good. Rebound, Wall trying to dig it out of there. He's on the floor. They get a tie up. And a held ball.
Wisconsin right now offensively, the pace that the ball's moving is nothing like Monday. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit slow. It's getting it's a little sticky right
now. Yeah, it is.
Right? Just the ball movement, just body movement. It's not the same right now.
Arrow to SMU on the tie-up. 2 minutes in, 3-0 the Mustangs. B.J. Edwards. Of that Tennessee team that went to the Sweet 16, didn't play a ton. He's a Mustang now. Throws to Harris. Open three straight away. Good. Chuck Harris, a dangerous three-point shooter. Sticks a triple early. 6-0 SMU. 2:15 gone by. Tyler Wall hands off to Storr. He'll throw it to Crowell high on the left. Is off to Klesman. Quick pass Wall. Releases to Storr. Storr off the right wing. Glides to the goal. Runs it up. No good. One and out. Rebound to B.J. Edwards. Lead feed to Zurich Phelps off the left wing. Phelps leaves it for Williamson at the top of the circle. A toss to Chuck Harris high on the right. Harris takes it off the right wing. In the lane. Kick out to Phelps. Deep left wing with 15 to shoot. Bobbled the dribble, gets it back. Phelps whips it inside, knocked away by Crowell, into the hands of Storr. Here comes A.J., didn't like the number. Down and run some offense. 3 minutes in, 6-0 SMU. Tyler Wall on the dribble left of the lane. Williamson cuts him off as Tyler retreats. Feeds Storr back to Wall off the left wing. In the lane, runs it up. Knocked away. Wall got it back. Tyler backing right block. Steps through. Reverse layup. Off the rim. No. Rebound dropped in by Stephen Crowell to get Wisconsin on the board. 6-2 the Badgers. 3:20 into the game. Samuel Williamson high on the left to flip for Zurich Phelps. He gives off to Edwards inside. Ambrose Hilton, a feed to Williamson. Reverse layup, no good. Going left to right. Here's Tyler Wall up the right side of the front court. A handoff to Hepburn. Refeeds Wall at the top. Looking for Crowell. Can't get an angle. Storr has it. Right wing three is an air ball, and that goes out of bounds to SMU. And we'll see John Blackwell check in, replacing A.J. Storr.
You look early on, Wisconsin, four offensive rebounds was going to be a key. They found a way to kind of create some offense that way. But right now, defensively, they've let SMU get a little bit comfortable. They're coming downhill a lot with the different things. Got to be a little bit more aggressive.
Wisconsin's taken 10 shots to three for the Mustangs, but the Badgers have missed nine of them. Here's Edwards inside feed. They kick it out to Williamson, and a turnover for SMU, and we will have
our first media timeout. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. And Citgo, top-tier tri-clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. 4 minutes gone by at Fort Myers, SMU 6, Wisconsin 2. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Menards 11% sale is ending on Thanksgiving Day. Don't wait. Get a new garage door today before it ends. Menards carries more than 12 options of garage doors in stock and ready to take home today. Don't wait until cold weather sets in. Get a new garage door today and save 11%. Stores close Thanksgiving, but 11% off remains in effect on Menards.com. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Carter's Collision in Kewaunee reminds listeners that we depend on our military overseas to serve and protect our nation. You can honor them with a gift from home. If you don't know how to send a package to our troops, just call your local veterans organization or search online for information. Let's show our troops that we really care. A message from Carter's Collision in Kewaunee, proudly saluting our troops and veterans now and all year long. Carter's Collision is helping to give our troops the comforts of home they deserve. That's Carter's Collision in Kewaunee.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
More than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. Wisconsin basketball also brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. 16 minutes left of the first half. SMU 6, Wisconsin 2.
Matt, on the offensive end, I'd love to see some more pace. We talked a lot against Virginia, ball reversal. Same thing fits here against SMU. Make them work and guard. Most teams don't want to guard for the shot clock. I never wanted to guard. Now, Bo said different, but no player. If any player says they like defense more than they like offense, they're lying to you.
The truth is told. Right?
They're lying to you. Just like this, Wisconsin's got to make SMU guard them on this end. It'll stop some of that offense that they're getting in transition. And then defensively, Wisconsin, just get hands up on shooters. Both threes they made, they didn't have hands high.
Tyreek Smith, 6'8", senior out of Baton Rouge in the lineup. Jalen Smith as well, 6'2", junior from Orlando, Florida. Presses on, inbounds pass to Stephen Crow, feeds Hepburn, scoots up the right sideline to the front court. As now the Badgers go into their stuff. 4:10 gone by, 6-2 SMU. Max Klesman on the dribble, shovels it inside. Crow catches, goes up, blocked by Tyreek Smith. Into the hands of Jalen Smith. And up the floor comes the guard for the Mustangs. Throwing to Samuel Williamson, trying to spin. Left block, goes up right hand, no good. Got his own rebound. Fades, flips, miss, but a foul. And Williamson will go to the free throw line as Tyler Wall picks up the game's first foul.
Offensively, better pace. However, SMU, they block shots with the best of them. Average 5.6 blocks. When big fella gets it in there, Stephen Crow, or whoever it might be for the Badgers, give them a little shot fake. Get them up in the air. Make them pay for being aggressive there. And then defensively, Tyler needs to wall up. He walled up, but then he walked underneath them. It was going to be a foul.
And Williamson hits the first free throw. Wall is out. Gilmore is in. Nolan Winter will sub in for Stephen Crowell. It was 5.5 blocks. They averaged 10.5 steals per game, does SMU. Opponents turn it over about 15 times per game. Second free throw rattles out, no good. Klesman, the rebound. 7-2 SMU, we're 4.5 minutes in.
Wisconsin just 1 of 11 from the field. Nolan Winter throwing to Klesman. Flips to Carter. Gilmore on the right side. Bounce pass to Hepburn. They double him. Chucky retreats outside the three-point arc. Now against Jalen Smith. Hepburn throwing to Klesman at the top. Klesman drives down the lane. Floater right hand. No good. And the rebound to Tyreek Smith. Outlet to Ricardo Wright. Up the floor. Zurich Phelps pulls up and nails a three from the right side. And it's 10-2 Southern Methodist. We are 5 minutes into the game. There it is. It's grab and go for SMU. You have got to get back defensively. Here's Hepburn on the left side. Chucky will feed Nolan Winter. Gives off to Max Klesman right of the circle. Klesman drops it to Gilmore. Gives to John Blackwell. Started to drive, and the foul is called just before Blackwell started to wrap his arm around the SMU player.
The contact was there first, exactly. We talked about getting off to a good start. This is not a good start.
No, not a good start.
Not a good,
no.
And it, nope. Again, offensively, the flow, and then because it's been bad offense, it led to opportunities by SMU.
Zurich Phelps called for that foul. Chucky Hepburn on the dribble, crossing over left lane line, stops, floats it back out to Blackwell. 10-2 SMU, 5.5 minutes into the game. Blackwell up top. Blackwell puts it on the deck, drives the lane, runs it up, right hand, good. Blackwell with a strong take. It's 10-4 SMU. Blackwell coming off a 10.4 rebound performance Monday night against Virginia. Phelps for three, left side, good again. Zurich Phelps with three threes early on, 13-4, the Mustangs. And now Blackwell trying to trap him in the backcourt, but a foul is called. That'll be assessed to Jaheim Hudson, who has just checked in, the 6'7 junior.
Man, we talk about it. You can't let Phelps start feeling good about himself. Now, I know we're only 6 minutes into this. You got your hands full. Like you said, three threes already. He's feeling himself right now. Like, now you got your hands full. So now you got to put the clamps on. You got to understand the space, the little space that you could give him, you got to take that space again. You got to try to make him feel uncomfortable right now.
Chuck Harris in. Phelps sits down. Phelps coming off that double-double against West Virginia on Monday. 17 points, 12 rebounds. Here's Kamari McGee up the floor checking in. Hands off to Blackwell. 13-4 SMU. On a recession in the game. Has it between the circles. Throws to Nolan Winter. A handoff to McGee. McGee feeds a Sejan on the right wing. Ricardo Wright is on Connor. Now Blackwell at the left point. Shot clock is at 5. Got to go. Here's John in the lane. Bobbled to dribble. Got it back. And lost possession. Winter tried to clean it up, but it's a shot clock violation. And a turnover for Wisconsin. 13:39 left in the half. 13-4 SMU.
Sit a lot, but the ball's just sticking.
It's not
getting multiple sides of the floor. The ball's just sticking in the hands of multiple people.
Chuck Harris brings it up for SMU. Now Jalen Smith between the circles. 6'2 junior from Orlando. Matched up with the Sejan. Tyreek Smith, a handoff to Harris. Harris the right elbow. Whips it to Hudson. Rotates left side to Ricardo Wright. Gives off to Harris. Harris right foul line extended. Under the arc. Long two is good. They're making everything right now. 15-4 SMU. 13-13 left in the half. John Blackwell up the left sideline to the front court. Blackwell gives it to Winter. He'll feed a Sejan. Connor right of the wheel. Now Gilmore, a pass for Kamari McGee. Gives it to Winter. To Blackwell driving right of the lane. Retreats. Cut off by Jalen Smith. Loops it to a Sejan for three. Left of the circle. Yes, sir. Connor Sejan, his first three of this young season. And it's 15-7 SMU.
Big time three.
Here's Tyreek Smith, right block, leaning in over Winter, pushed it up, no good, rebound tapped to McGee. And here comes Kamari McGee for Wisconsin, 12:33 left in the half. Gilmore goes off to his Sejan. Connor at the top, feeds Winter, he'll give it to Blackwell, throws to Gilmore, sends it to McGee. Kamari up top, now it's Winter to his Sejan. Connor, long two, good again. Connor Sejan with five quick ones, and it's 15-9 SMU with 12-12 left in the half. Oh, see if they can get Connor Sejan going. Very limited minutes in this young season for Connor, but providing a spark here in the first half. Here's Harris for three, left of the circle, bangs off the rim, no good. Blackwell the rebound for Wisconsin. Blackwell up the floor, left lane line, lobs to Winter, slam dunk. And the Badgers in transition pulled to within four.
That gets the Wisconsin fans up. 11:40 left in the half. 15-11 SMU. Badgers on a 7-point run. Jalen Smith left point. Throwing to Ricardo Wright. Had a big night hitting threes on Monday. Poked away. McGee goes out of bounds. Last touch by Ricardo Wright. As Kamari McGee gets it done on the defensive end as we hit the under 12 media timeout. The All of Us research program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. And Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 11:31 left in the first half. SMU 15, Wisconsin 11. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced Liquid Courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Well, the Badgers on a 7-point run as it's now 15-11 SMU with 11:31 left in the half.
How good was it to see Connor Asijan drill the three? Ooh. First one, and then he comes down off of a little curl action, one dribble, mid-range, and it got everyone else a little. When Wisconsin offense wasn't going, it was those 5 points, and then you saw Wisconsin get a stop, get the ball out in transition. Nolan Winter with the slam dunk for the great pass from Blackwell, and then Kamar McGee gets a steal. Like, that's the energy they needed to start with. They've dug themselves a hole, but they're doing a good job of digging themselves out of it right now.
Five on the floor for Wisconsin is Siegen and Blackwell, Chucky Hepburn, Tyler Wall, and Stephen Crowell. Emery Lanier, the coach's son, in the lineup. 6'4 senior from Atlanta, averaging 7 points a game. The Wisconsin ball, Kamari McGee forcing that SMU turnover right before the media break. And the Mustangs showing backcourt pressure as Wall will inbound. Jaheim Hudson will be in his face. And here we go. Tyler looking and throws it into Stephen Crowell. You know, the other baseline finds Blackwell against Chuck Harris. And the freshman Blackwell will bring it up. A little bump and a play on. And get it across the mid-stripe to Tyler Wall. At the midcourt logo, he'll hand off to Hepburn with 15 on the shot clock. Now the Badgers go into the offense. Blackwell throwing a Wall left of the circle. Feeds Hepburn left wing. Inside feed, Wall catches. And the double coming from Hudson. Skip passes Siegen, and he stepped on the sideline. Huddled on the right wing, and you see that a lot, especially these last couple years with that three-point arc being pushed out a little bit. And just
It's not when, but it's how many you're going to see that happen.
And that back foot came out, but that step back he had, he drilled it too. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's great to see. You can tell Connor's feeling very confident about himself tonight.
11 minutes left in the half. 15-11 SMU. Chuck Harris on the dribble. Right lane line. Hepburn cut him off. A throw back out to Zurich Phelps. Phelps has hit three threes early. He hit two coming into this game all season. Williamson off the left wing and a pilfer for John Blackwell. Another steal, this time forced by Blackwell. On the left wing now is the freshman. Cut off by Lanier, a throw to Wall. Feeds Hepburn at the top. Chucky bobs off the Wall screen. Hepburn with a flip to Blackwell. Inside to Crowell. Draws the double. Open man to Seijan. Went up and got it. Baseline right. The drive. Nice leave. Wall low on the right. Up and in. Wall from a Seijan. And it's 15-13 SMU. 10:20 left in the first half. Off the high screen. Harris left elbow. Jumper good. And that stops Wisconsin's run at 9. 17-13 SMU, 10:09 left in the half. Hepburn left sideline of the front court. Around a Crowell screen, throws to Wall, feeds to Seijan, 4-3, back rim no good. Long rebound, Hepburn. Offensive board for Wisconsin. Crowell out high. Scoops it to Tyler Wall, flips to Blackwell between the arcs. He'll try a three, that's off the rim, no good. Rebound Williamson, it was knocked out of bounds actually, and they'll say last touch by Crowell before Williamson grabbed it. A.J. Storr will come back in, Klesbitt as well. Blackwell and Seijan will sit down. 9:46 left of the half, 4-point lead for SMU.
Wisconsin's energy on the defensive end has picked up as well. They've been in passing lanes, they've been active with their hands.
And Chuck Harris will bring it up. Met by Chucky Hepburn at the top of the circle. And a high screen from Ambrose Hilton back on the floor. He'll set another high screen. Harris using it left of the lane. Tried to leave it for Keon Hilton Ambrose. And now it's loose. Picked up by Williamson. It's the short baseline jumper. 19-13 SMU. 9:20 left in the first half. Klesbitt bothered a bit by Chuck Harris in the backcourt. Now he brings it across the mid stripe. Klesbitt at the top, throwing to Storr. A.J. Storr with Zurich Phelps on him. He'll feed Wall. Wall flip to Klesbitt. Max for Crowell, top of the circle. Looking inside, Wall not available. Crowell still on the dribble, 7 to shoot. Here's A.J. for 3, right side, off the rim short. And the rebound comes down to Lanier. Lead feed to Phelps. Off the left wing, taken away by Hepburn. Chucky with the steal, 8:45 left in the half.
So good at that.
He really is, just so knows how to time it. And now going to work at the other end of the floor. Hepburn right of the lane, throws to Storr on the right wing. 19-13 SMU, 8.5 minutes left of the first half. Hepburn wide open three, right side, off the rim, no good. And the rebound to Chuck Harris. Badgers have cooled off. A feed to Phelps, drops it to Lanier, left side three, banged off the rim, no good. Storr the rebound for Wisconsin.
Wisconsin 1 of 9 from 3 right now. Chuck